Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Leslie Gold with my pal, Valerie Smaldone. Now, I think we have all heard tips on how to appear more confident and more assertive at work. And usually this advice is directed specifically at women. And often it has to do with a lot of things like body language or voice quality and even word choice. Now, I've heard a lot of tips in this regard, but Laura McMillan opened my eyes to even more words that actually make us sound weak when we use them. She's written an article for U.S. News and World Report, Words and Phrases That Undermine Your Authority. Hi, Laura. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Leslie. Thanks for having me.
So the first thing that caught my eye in your article is words like I think, I feel, and I believe are no good, which surprised me because in my off time, not on the air, I produce an off-Broadway show and we'll book it in various markets. And I will be asked and say, yes, I believe we can sell out your room. And I didn't realize that the qualifier of I believe is undermining.
It is. And, you know, it's not all bad. Of course, there are situations where using these words makes sense. And, you know, I was actually like a peer mediator growing up where you really value I feel statements as sort of a way to mitigate conversations, but in this case, what we're looking at is making our sentences clearer and packing more power in each word. So it's not necessarily that it undermines you, but it's if you can say the sentence in 5 words instead of 6, that's all the better. Think of it's just like writing. You know, think of the great sentences you've read and highlighted. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. So it goes. Those stick with you because they're so short and concise and pack a lot of punch in a few words. So by simply deleting the I thinks, I believes, etc., you are making a shorter, more powerful sentence.
But that is asking, in this case, I don't want to guarantee something I actually can't guarantee. I'm not absolutely 100% sure I can sell out their room. So how would I say it in a different way that would still be short of a guarantee, but would be a more powerful sentence?
That's a great question. And the expert I talked to is Jerry Weissman, and he has a term called power statements in terms of power conditionals. So instead of I believe, which is fine, something that's a little more confident would be to say, I'm confident we'll sell out that show. I'm convinced. I'm optimistic. We expect to sell out the show. You're still putting in that buffer saying this is not a 100% guarantee, but I'm feeling really strongly about it.
Okay. All right. That's helpful. Now, we all know, any woman who's ever read anything about how to get ahead at work, we all know we're not supposed to preface a question by saying something along the lines of this may be stupid, but, or this may be a stupid question, but we know that. However, I was surprised to see, Laura, in your article, the word just is also an underminer.
Yes, we don't even think about it. In fact, I probably just used it here. but basically, you know, a four-letter word like that really packs a lot of doubt. We don't even think about it. To say it's just that I think this is stronger, it's just that I have to take tomorrow off, it's just that it already undermines what you're going to say. And just from a communication structure, it really starts to fizzle out your sentence before it even begins. Just say what you got to say. I'm guaranteeing that most of the time, if you were to reread what you had just said, you would realize there's no need for the just.
It's true.
Extra word.
Yeah. If you say, I would just like to get agreement on a meeting date, you can easily say, I would like to get agreement on a meeting date and leave the just out.
That doesn't sound overbearing, does it? That doesn't sound
arrogant. No, I don't think so. It does sound more forceful. The only time I will argue that just is worth using is if you're saying to someone, just shut up. Because the shut up carries with it, it still carries with it proper authority. And it's a little bit kinder, perhaps, or a little bit more mitigating than than saying simply, shut up. Now, words such as basically, literally, actually, are fillers, you point out.
They're fillers, and we'll catch ourselves using them all the time. Again, I've caught myself using them probably a dozen times in this 2 minutes into an interview here. What people are scared of is taking breaks. I'm not saying everyone is like this, but the general idea is, silence is tough, especially when it's in a sentence, especially when you're trying to communicate an idea. I don't know if people perceive it as weak or you're scared of being interrupted or what, but we're scared of silence and or breaks in sentences, so we fill them in with these unnecessary words. And I think if you were to type out a sentence in which you were a little rambly, you would think, oh my gosh, this sentence has 20 words in it. It could have 10 because 10 of them are these filler words. Like, honestly, anyway, sort of, kind of, they don't carry any weight. They're just blank words. So instead, try to parse out your words and not be scared of breaks in sentences. And I don't know, Leslie, if you want to get into the tips now, but we can talk a little bit more about how to recognize that and to actually parse out your words, because it's easier said than done, for sure.
Totally. It's very hard. You don't even realize that you're using these words as a crutch. You're probably not even aware that you're doing them.
So, like I said, parsing out your words is key. It's hard, like as you had just said, it's hard to recognize that these words exist in our vocabulary. So what you want to do is record yourself talking. Say, I could do it with a phone interview, or suppose you could too, or during a meeting, or just when you're taking a phone call at your office. Record it and then listen to it and transcribe your words, everything you say, all the filler words. And believe me, I've transcribed many of my own interviews for US News, and it is cringeworthy. I feel, wow, I was so articulate. You notice, it's like, wow, Laura, you're taking 10 minutes to get to this question, and everyone knows what the question's going to be. It's eye-opening, and it can make you feel a little not so great about yourself. But it's great practice because it shows you, oh my goodness, I didn't realize I was using the word basically 40 times, or why, maybe not 40 times, hopefully, but, or you kept saying, to be honest, or honestly. That's a filler word because were you lying before? This is not necessary. That exercise is eye-opening, and from there, that's when you start looking at your sentences and how you communicate. And once you're aware, you can start weeding those words out of your vocabulary.
I can attest to how painful that is. Any radio pro could, because one of the
Yeah,
techniques
that's
that
right.
your boss uses is something called an air check. So when the show is done, he pulls a random hour from your show, and you have to sit in a room in silence with him and listen. And all you hear is everything you've done wrong. Every you didn't need to use, every like you didn't need to use, all your missed opportunities when you should have jumped in with a better question or jumped in at a more opportune time. And it is horrifying. But
It's painful.
it is, yeah, it's painful. So the fact that you would do it alone, consider yourself lucky that you don't have to do it in front of a boss, right? I will say this, though. One of the things I've learned from that painful process is that I, and probably others, use words like basically and literally incorrectly. For instance, if you say, wow, that literally blew my head off. Well, no, it didn't, because literally would mean your head was off your shoulders and you wouldn't be able to talk about it. That's not what that means. Basically, also, if you're going to take basically for what it is, it would be that you are breaking something down to its basic elements. So if you're saying a sentence along the lines of, basically, he said he's afraid of bureaucracy, he had a bad experience with IBM, and he basically had nobody as a single contact person to call, that's not basic. Basic, right. You would say, basically, big firms are out. He told me big firms are, that's basic. So, right. So even using those words, besides the fact that they're filler, they're also used incorrectly as well.
That's a great point. And I've noticed one of the things I noticed writing this article is how much perhaps the internet has to do with this for inserting these little not quite memes, but I don't know if you've heard of people say, I can't even. Like little phrases like that don't really make sense, and then it just seems to sort of open the door and allow yourself, it gives people a free pass to just sort of say what they want to say and use words how you want to use them. Again, like that basically is a perfect example. I've done it all the time, and literally too. Yes, you even literally just you're not literally starving. I think the gist here is you just really want to think about, not necessarily critique, but just be more mindful of the words that we choose and the emphasis we give them.
Yeah, and be more powerful and get more people to respond to your words and do what you want them to do. Who doesn't want that?
Exactly.
Right. Laura McMullen, career editor at US News. The article is Words and Phrases That Undermine Your Authority. It's at usnews.com, which is US News and World Report's website. Laura, great article. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Leslie.
We'll be right back. I'm Leslie Gold. It's America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.